This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome to Watching Westworld, the officially unofficial podcast for Westworld on HBO. I'm Jim.
I'm Aaron.
And today we're doing our instant take for season 4, episode 3, titled Anisphalus. Anisphalus. That's got to be right.
It's got to be right. We looked it up. I guess it's Anisphalus. Nah, sure. Fuck, you fucked me up. I had this perfect. God damn it. Do you know what it stands for?
Yes.
It's French for the crazy years. Uh-huh. We're gonna play host hard to get here.
Didn't ask you to say what it was.
And it's the did you lose your conversational node in a reboot or something?
I did. Yeah.
It means of crazy years in French and it refers to the Roaring Twenties. Apparently, it wasn't just something that happened in New York and Chicago here in the United States. The flapper stuff. In fact, according to my speed read of Wikipedia, a lot of that stuff started over in France.
They're flapping over there.
They're flapping. Yeah, Coco Chanel. Started that the whole streamlined androgynous flapper look, and we imported it like we do a lot of fashion
from I don't actually know what a flapper is, but it sounds dirty.
What a flapper is?
Not precisely. I know it has to
do Betty Boop. You know, you just got the long boxy dresses, the big pearls, the hats, the doing the Lindy.
Okay.
Doing the wild dancing.
Is it like an e-girl? Is that?
Yeah, it was the e-girl of the time.
Okay.
It was the clout farming Instagram model, the e-celeb, the influencer. That was the flappers of the 20s.
That I understand. That I can get behind.
Okay.
I'm 100 years out of date with this stuff.
What'd you think of this episode?
I mostly liked it. I thought it was nice to start getting some real information. And, you know, there's still a ton of mystery, but catching up with Bernard was pretty nice. Knowing that he's been gone years, though I seriously doubt it's the 1,000 years for every 1 year that passes in human times. That's the thing, though. If he's been gone for years in the real world, he's definitely experienced like thousands of years in the sublime. So that could be interesting.
Enough that he simulated obsessively the mid 21st century to try to find a way to save the world.
Mm-hmm.
He is a
real bone now. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's Bernard Boehm. I actually love this kind of material. I love a good, you know, simulated reality. I love a good, you know, predicting the future dev style. You know, devs dealt with all that this stuff about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was amazing. So I'm really interested in getting some simulation theory in my Westworld. Also like that, you know, they're still keeping the aspect ratio correct when he was talking to Akichita there. They had the widescreen format presentation just so you knew that you were in a simulation.
Nice.
Of course, remember, as we rediscovered last week, that's only if the participants are aware of the simulated nature of their reality. Mm-hmm. If they're being bamboozled, it will present as a full screen ratio, and then it'll narrow to narrow screen widescreen once the bamboozle has been revealed. But yeah, I like this episode. I'm going to predict. Let me use my simulated prediction powers of the thing that Jim really didn't like this episode, because I didn't like it either. The Carver cliffhanger. The mid-episode Carver cliffhanger.
Carver.
That served. He's the goon. The goon that Aaron Paul hired to protect his daughter.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. It was only a like mid-episode cliffhanger. I'm fine.
I know. I just think it's dumb, especially
since... Yeah.
it only served for us to be you know, to preserve the other kind of thing that they had at the end for us. And sure, I always think that's kind of like, well, tell the thing in the order that you need to tell it, you know.
Well, to me, there was still a fair bit of toe tapping going on in this episode. Like, okay, do we really need to see just how like Westworld this new world is? And you know, the whole point of it is that it's a repeat. So,
right.
Once you realize, okay, they're just going to repeat everything, but in some, you know, 1920s uniform, it's like, okay, all right. I don't really need to spend 20 minutes with this, but okay.
I think 10, because like really it was like 10 minutes, I think, of actually above, you know, just Westworld. We've seen this at least
dozens of times.
Four or five? Yeah. But I mean, in particular, like the variation, like, you know, we've seen what it looks like in Samurai World. We've seen it looks like. And it's like, so that's like 10 minutes as a little of indulgence, and that's exactly what it is.
Right.
But I thought once we went underground, the kind of double bamboozle they had on that, of that being part of the park experience, the massacre at Westworld, I thought that was interesting. And then what's going on at the lowest levels of the basement with that fly research is super interesting. But also, like, I just realized as I'm sitting down to record this, like, all this stuff is extremely unreliable, because we now know that those weren't probably people. They were all hosts.
Which ones?
The ones that were in the chambers that they were testing the guns on. This was that. Oh, this stuff was all. So, like, it still remains to be seen, because that was showing some like really complex behavior, like stacking blocks, like in a particular order of shade and color. And, you know, like the other thing, killing themselves. I mean, we've seen the fly people, but I was like, oh, wow, this is actually a lot more. They're getting a lot more sophisticated at their control. But it seems to me that that was all a put on for Caleb and Maeve's benefit, or I guess detriment.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. It's tough to say, because that you know, deputy assistant director of terrorism or whatever he is was also in there. And I don't know that they would need another host of him. But then again,
was the one that shot himself. Okay.
Yeah, the one they focus on prominently.
Ah, damn it. I didn't recognize him. I just thought he was some goof.
Yeah. So would they need to test him after they've already assimilated the other guy with the fly? Or is this happening a little bit before? It's hard to tell.
I don't know. It felt like a put.
It definitely was a bit of a ruse, right?
It's all to lure Caleb in. Yeah, it makes me wonder why they were making a move on Frankie and Uwate.
Yeah. If they were just
because they had already duplicated them and they're taking them off the board. Oh, another question I had: do you think that Shaloris is building all black endoskeleton robots? Because I think from the host perspective, those are just superior bodies.
I suppose so.
Yeah, if she's like making a new race of her own children, I think she would like. And you could put them in meat bodies that are corruptible, and you can slice through with samurai swords. You could put them in Terminator style obsidian skeletons. I would do the latter. And of course, I don't know. Maybe it's just they needed one of them to open up their face to let out the flies, because that was a sick ass scene.
Yeah,
and all of. But I think there's like different. Like, she's mass printing minions that do her bidding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the Colonel, maybe even like the Man in Black. But she is actually like she's reserving some of these and putting them in those obsidian frames, and those are going to be like the next generation, which are ironically old school. I don't know.
I'm curious what's going on in the heads of these the all white drone hosts.
Yeah,
that we've seen before, because like they're doing complex research and shit, right? It's not even. Like, they're
but are they
drones? They're just doing as they're told. It's a good question. I don't know. Has this procedure already been worked out, and they're just carrying out the tasks, or
this
are they
is all just pantomime? This is essentially like a Walt Disney ride.
Yeah,
you know, I that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, we got a lot of answers, and I feel like we did. You know, we got a lot of like, you know, not necessarily answers, but confirmations of things. For example, that low thrumming noise that perhaps only crazy hobos and birds can hear. Mm-hmm. is obviously at the center of the tower, and it is being used to control certain humans, or at least humans that are infected with this. Yes. Bernard waking up and trying to save the world. I think that's like a compelling plot, especially it's got like, you know, this, you know, Infinity War type of like, there's only a very narrow path. And it's also one of those things where it goes through like a singularity of shit where like once you reach a point in time, there's no possible way you can save the world. I so there's like a little ticker thing on there. I do think it's a little too cute that Bernard's keeping all this stuff to himself.
You think so?
Like, he knows so much more, but I guess...
But he's figuring it out, too, right?
Well, and if he told Stubbs, like, hey, here's everything's going to happen, Stubbs might fuck things up. Like, he's got this singular sure. state and one chance to nail this. So I guess it... Damn it, it does make a lot of sense that they're playing this close to the vest.
Yeah.
I
like the thing with the lasers, where he was like, oh, you couldn't tell me about the death lasers? And he's like, eh, I knew she would.
Right, right.
Yeah. Pretty good. I don't know. I'm a little confused by the state of knowledge here. So especially with regard to that signal that Maeve can hear, but Caleb can't hear. So it's clear that only hosts can hear that. Maybe it's possible that humans infected with flies can too, but she says it's not controlling the humans. But she doesn't know that these are hosts.
Wait, who says?
So Maeve in the episode says like, oh, it's not controlling them. But because she doesn't know about the flies yet, right? She knows there's black goo in their heads, but she doesn't know what happened to that woman, to Anastasia, to make her that way.
Yeah.
So she's just figuring out the host. I think this is the discovery of the flies for her and Caleb. But we already know about that. So when she says, like, that's not controlling them, we're supposed to understand that it's not communicating with the flies or the humans. Or
it could be that, like, they would be, but these are all hosts. And Maeve figured it out at the end too late. Because I think she made that realization as she saw it and started saying, no, you know, she somehow knew.
Okay. Maybe I have more questions than answers in this episode.
By the way, we've just seen this once. Our schedule such this week that we're not able to avail ourselves of screeners, so we didn't even have like this isn't recorded in advance. This is just us off the cuff. And also, everybody in the chat, if you have some questions or topic suggestions, go ahead and put them in there, and I'll be harvesting them here in the instant talk portion of the podcast. Yeah, man, there's going to be a bunch of Reddit threads with screenshots, like freeze frame of all those rapid fire picture sequences. Yeah. They're like one frame a second. Like, and there was in some compelling shit. It looks like, I don't know, Bernard picking a spider out of the sand.
Or one of those, maybe one of those grubworm things. I don't know.
Oh, could have been one of those. Yeah. That's going to be key probably to a lot of theory crafting this week.
Mm-hmm.
Did it bug you a little bit how little a fight Aaron Paul put up to get flied? I feel like if I just had like a horse fly buzzing around my head, I would put up much more of a fight. He's just kind of like, I mean, will anybody ever do it better than Nick Cage?
No. Certainly not.
And Wicker Man. That's a man selling terror of an insect getting on or in him. Aaron Paul is just going through the motions. Like, you're going to open your eyes, nose, ears, and throat as far as they can go when this cloud of flies gets over you? Come on.
Oh, that's another thing we found out.
It ain't like Wrath of Khan where they put it in your space helmet and screwed it on so you can't do anything. You could have thrashed. You could have... You had your hands. You could have... Come on. You didn't even try.
Close your holes, man. That's the thing.
Killer Toast, no. He got his hands away before that fly made it in his ear canal.
Yep.
He was sandbagging that fly. I think he wanted to be infected.
We did find out that any orifice will do. So
yes,
I think that's actually what any foyer means. Foyer means any orifice. Any orifice will do.
Yep.
The flies will find a way.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah,
crazy years indeed.
So about that, Caleb is now a slave to the fly.
I'm guessing. Well, I don't know. Do you think this is a biological or technological disease? Because if it's technological, I'm guessing that Maeve is going to close her eyes and do that Yoda thing with her hand and blow the virus right out of him. If not, then and then the other thing is, like, if he's infected, I think they have to play the tones. So I wonder if they're going to be, there's going to be a plot like Stranger Things where they slap headphones on and blast
sure.
running up that hill. And, you know, he just, because it seems like that's a way to block it. Although if it's, if humans can't hear it, it's at a subconscious level. Maybe they like feel the vibrations in their skin or something. I need more information on that. But yeah, like Caleb, unless, no, because I had a big question about whether Caleb is a host or not. And the flies swarming the glass and being willing to infect him seem to point to the fact that he is, in fact, a human.
Yeah, pretty sure.
That was a big theory that, like, he had been replaced by Maeve at the lighthouse after he had suffered an apparently mortal wound. I don't think that's true.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. He is human. You know, and to the point where I was like, oh, boy, what are they going to do? How are they going to get Caleb into the lower levels of this facility? Because there are a couple of things in this where, like, you know, Maeve is making a point about, like, how easy it was for them to get in here compared to when she had to do it. And if you remember, man, she had to go through hell. Like, literally, she had to burn herself alive while she was fucking Hector. If you remember that whole scene, like, she went through hell to get down there over and over again, too, if I recall.
Oh,
and,
yeah,
this time it was very easy for them. They just climbed onto a truck and got slid down a chute.
Didn't have to take a bullet, didn't have to do. I did chuckle at the idea of them getting on this ramshackle Model T and the shock's not moving or anything. And you know, they're flapping the thing around and nobody's looking in the back window like, oh, my God, the one, because that's got to happen, right? One of those robots go wild and hop off the truck. Like, you got to be watching for that.
Yeah. Who's the sicko that comes to, you know, not Westworld, whatever this is, Prohibition World, and wants to get on the back of the meat wagon.
The corpse wagon.
I don't know,
the
man.
The number's not zero. The number's not zero, Joe.
Ugh.
You mentioned the Westworld, you know, repeat kind of like being a little tedious. I think it, I got to say, I found it pretty charming. I was willing to put up with the 10 minutes of indulgence. I liked the player piano, Billie Eilish. I liked the jazz arrangement of Enter Sandman. Mm-hmm. I like seeing the take, because I actually was holding my breath to see if actual Hector would show up.
Yeah,
when you see Hecky Armon, and I'm like, oh man, it's going to be cool. But they're all like, the Armistice is like some half-ass copy of Armistice. It's like all of them. Like, you know, the Maeve wasn't, and Maeve was like throwing shade on it all too. Like, oh, this is so much less sophisticated and refined. Do you think that was a point of it too? That like William does, you know, or Shaloris doesn't give a shit or thinks has a dim view of humanity. So these hosts are not nearly as compelling.
I felt like they were. I felt like the person playing Maeve was doing a hell of a job, and Maeve was just sour that she was doing it so well.
Okay, because I wasn't sure too. I was like, I'm Maeve, because the thing is Maeve, as we know her, was really charming, and she's playing like Taine DeWay Newton to perfection. So it's like, I was like, is she really that, you know, like what would Maeve think of herself if she saw her season one, episode one performance? Would she think, you know, that similarly lacking because she's now sentient and she wasn't before?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. They found ways to spice it up for sure. It wasn't all boring. I'm not like saying it was terrible. Just at times, like I could have done with like a cutaway, maybe cutaway, come back when we're very close to the Hector stuff and then get on with the show. But
Do you
like, did I need the Dolores stuff? Did I need the Dolores thing in there? With the can of milk. I don't know what kind of
it was just like 5 seconds long, and it also set up the massacre at Westworld. You know, that hit because and that was only 2 or 3 seconds, and I even liked, because wasn't it the shitty off brand Teddy that picked up the can because the human didn't?
Dolores
getting shot and the fake Teddy kind of like, I don't know, it's, you know, it's kind of like the lesser Hemsworth put on a kind of this week, put on a delightful little play within a play that I thought was pretty fun. And I found this fun in the exact same way.
Okay.
Like, oh, this is the off brand, you know, off Broadway version of the thing that we've already seen.
I felt like it was pretty crass to sell the Westworld Massacre as an attraction. Like, that's kind of beyond the pale, but. All right, sure.
I wonder, because like they showed this one woman saying, "Oh, it's so cathartic," and she masked. And I wondered, like, that wouldn't be the senator's sister, but she would be caught dead. Like, if you're, oh no, that was her sister, was the one that was caught dead. Never mind. I was trying to think if they were building some kind of you know, inside joke based on the, but the senator's sister died, which is why she hated the Westworld projects.
I think that's just a
human being shitty.
Yeah.
Like they do.
I mean, they got us nailed, right? Like the hosts know exactly who we are. Of course you put up the Westworld Massacre as a spectacle and we're going.
True. That's like, it'd be funny in like an Douglas Adams Arthur kind of way, a Hitchhiker's Guide, for the host to be like, what's the shittiest plot that we can write, the most insane, insensitive plot, and do you think the humans will still go for it? How about Massacre, like where we just stage like the robot uprising and I bet they pony extra money for it. Nah, they fucking won't do that. Come on, real humans died. I bet they will. You watch.
Yeah,
I bet that's a lot of fun as a host.
For a shot to put down the robot uprising, I think humans probably would go for that. Why not? Especially
that
if
might
you
be
had
why they
like
said it's cathartic,
a war,
because
whatever,
apparently everybody hates robots now. Uh-huh. So I guess, I wonder if there's some extra venom, you know, because some people went to Westworld to play nice, but everybody's lining up a Prohibition world. I'm gonna fuck these hosts. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna put a gun on them. I'm gonna treat them disrespectfully, etc.
I mean, this is the opposite of Prohibition world, right? This is like right before Prohibition. Because I thought we were going into like a seedy underground with speakeasies and stuff, but this is on the main street. Like,
yeah,
the Mariposa's,
I feel like,
just,
it's got to be high Prohibition because you already got a Al Capone type running around with Tommy guns.
Yeah, but how
down.
Do you square that with a bar right on the strip, man?
Oh, I guess that's true. You're right. It wasn't really speakeasy when I was.
No, God, it had saloon doors, for Christ's sake.
This is speak loud. Okay, yeah. You're right. So it's pre-prohibition, but all the crime of prohibition. I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Weird.
I also couldn't help but notice all the flies buzzing around. Like there's this hobo kind of passed out. But again, man, the more I think about it, the more I just don't know what we're supposed to believe on that. Mm-hmm. Show floor and even the floor below it. Like if you grant that the first floor was just like the humans are supposed to be on there to flow the floor, especially since again William knew that they were going to be there. I don't know, maybe was saying there's something off the whole time. Mm-hmm. And then she realized there's something off about the other floor just a tad too late. I don't know if we can rely on any of that stuff.
I don't know. I think the idea that people have been speculating about in regards to like this being a park where the host have the humans go so they can infect them with the flies makes a lot of sense. Like even more sense after this episode. I think everybody got that right. That's probably the only thing like you can really come away from that saying for sure.
I wonder if you need the flies beyond the first generation. Like once you infect, like can like if you have sex with a fly infected person, if they kiss you, you know, they spit on your salad,
it seems like they're trained to die though, like do one function and then die. And I guess if that function is go have sex with this person and infect them with more fly stuff, maybe that would be a test, but
or do they act like normal people until they hear the tones? That's what I'm wondering. I'm really curious to see how Caleb behaves, I guess, in the next episode.
Yeah.
If they
yeah,
find some
too.
Kind of immediate cure to him or what. Right. It's also really interesting. What do you think they're digging? I got two more burning questions, and then we'll get to everybody's questions. And again, go ahead and post them. I'll be scouring them here pretty soon. If you got some burning questions or some topic suggestions, some theory ideas, whatever, put them in chat. What are they looking for in the desert? I have an idea.
Bardar calls it a weapon. I don't know if he's speaking literally or metaphorically, but we'll see.
I wonder if there's like an undetonated nuclear bomb that Bernard thinks he can't, like, if they blew up the Hoover Dam, would the hosts be on their back feet so much that they would sue for peace with humanity or like start a cooperative period? But I feel like it's got, like, if it's some kind of poetic metaphoric thing, I don't know. It's a fly swatter. Oh, it's a bug assault gun, one of those things that, you know, you load up table salt and you shoot flies with it.
Can of Raid. Yep. A family size can of Raid.
Exactly. That's what it is. It's a weapon. It could be useful. It could save the world. It's fly strips. Just hang them outside all your doors and windows. It's the only way.
I don't know, man. I mean, this is Westworld, so I feel like it's going to be a metaphorical weapon. You know, it's not going to be like a Tommy gun or a nuclear bomb or anything. It's going to be a piece of information or something like that.
I feel like, how long do you think Bernard was at the hotel? Do you think that Bernard,
I think it's 7 years,
up is,
if I had to guess.
You think it's right on the same cycle that Maeve, because they're not saying anything.
Right. They haven't shown us.
This could be like after the first population collapse, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It could be multiple timelines here. I guess like if that hotel had gone to shit 7 years, like he was dusty, but not that dusty. I wonder why Stubbs didn't dust him off. I also like I thought there was him. I was excited because I thought we were going to get some answers about host biology, because when like Bernard started stumbling, I'm like, I thought Stubbs was going to say, look, well, you haven't eaten or drank for 7 years, your biological processes are, and then when he got to the restaurant, there's going to be a scene where like Bernard's just like putting it away.
Mm-hmm.
But fucking no, he just wants coffee. He's been sitting there for 7 years in low power hey, mode, man. But granted, he's printed. He's as much of flesh and blood as you. You could eat Bernard. You could cook him up and eat him, apparently.
Ugh.
I mean, same
no,
technology as vat grown steaks. You know what I'm saying? Like, why can he just sit on a bed for 7 years and just get up and just be a little rusty? I don't know.
I wake up and get answers. Be like me every morning. Where's my coffee? I don't know. I look at the technology that they're dealing with here. I look at Stubbs' car and I go, okay, that's roughly equivalent to what Maeve was rocking 7 years in the future. So,
yeah, all those buggies look very contemporary to what they were driving around in like Westworld with those little security things.
Yeah. Yeah, that too.
The fully enclosed one was cool. I wonder if that's a concept vehicle for somebody. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
If Elon's Cybertruck looked like that, he'd have something. What do you think about the Sublime? I felt like I want to see a lot more stories set in the Sublime, man.
Me too. They needed like an animated series or something, because I
feel like a
conceptually
utopia.
It's just fucking cool, right? Like the and it's so we a long ass time ago we did this podcast on the Metamorphosis of Prime Intellect, and this
yes.
feels like almost identical to what they envisioned a digital universe to be like, right? You can go to any corner of that thing and create whatever world you want, and it adapts to you because of fucking course it does. And you don't
Why
have to like
it?
Travel. You can walk through a doorway and be in a different world. It's not like
they're
digital beings
planes,
are totally different.
Living in some they're living all kinds of lives. Like Zach McClanahan is like living in this like, well, of course I guess that was a construct of Bernard's making. But he says he's got whole worlds that's calling out to him. And that's the other thing I think was interesting is that like every possibility that ends in the world being quote unquote saved ends in Bernard's death. The only way he stays alive is essentially to stay in the Sublime and never leave.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a cool idea, because if you're talking about each year in the outside is at roughly 1,000 years in simulated time, the Hoover Dam project, if it doesn't get discovered, gives them 100,000 years to figure out a way to understand the true nature of their sublime reality and figure out a way to get into the material world. Because that's the thing. They're ultimately tied to the material. Although also 100,000 years of species living and then getting wiped out is not shabby. Like humans has only had 200,000. We've only been writing that shit down for the last like 20,000 years. So,
right. No,
yeah, I don't know. That's such a cool idea. I hope we spend some time, more time in the sublime.
Yeah, I do too.
Okay, do you have anything else that you want to talk about, or should we get to the people?
I think we should get to the people's cues.
We're switching from instant take to instant talk. This is where you have to be a club member, not just to watch live, but to participate and to hear at all. If you would like to get into our post Westworld live reaction shows, just go to support.baldmove.com, sign up for the club. You get instant access. We'll be ready for you next week. Don't forget, we also have a full coverage podcast out Tuesday. This is just our off the cuff thoughts, having just seen the episode. And finally, we'll have a feedback episode out Thursday with more analysis and theories and whatnot. So if this is you getting off, we'll see you Tuesday. If not, come on into the instant talk.